Cinetel Films presents a film by Jay Andrews. Ice-T. Costas Mandalore. Stealth Fighter. Ernie Hudson. Andrew Divoff. William G. Schilling, John Enos III, Alex Meneses, Tommy Tiny Lister Jr., Stevie J. Hennessy, Michael Gregory, with Erica Elenia Golia, and William Sadler. Casting by Phaedra Harris, costume designer Tricia Gray, production designer Scott A. Buckwald, line producer Sabrina Sipansi Pallard. Edited by Vanek Moradian. Music by Alex Wilkinson. Main title theme by Joel Goldsmith. Director of photography, J.E. Bash. Executive producers, Paul Hertzberg, Ice-T. Written by Lenny Giuliano. Produced and directed by Jay Andrews. Two hands locked together at the start of an arm wrestling match. The participants, Turner and Mitchell, are in a naval mess room aboard an aircraft carrier. Other personnel watch the bout.
You mind, Mitchell? I'm gonna break your arm like a twig.
Careful you don't get blood all over your new shiny shoes.
Where it is you made it into deep sleep.
Where it is you didn't.
I saw the scores, you know the stats. I deserve that assignment.
There's an opening in tanker transport.
You're with my backwash, Mitchell. You both know who's the better pilot.
Do me a favor, Turner, will you? Learn to accept defeat gracefully.
Mitchell begins to prevail, pushing Turner's arm down.
Come on, Mitchell, this guy ain't shit. Bring him on down.
Turner grimaces as he struggles to resist.
Phantom flight, this is command. All men on flight deck. Launch time is 0-1000.
You're a real piece of work, you know that, Turner?
Nah, I'm just a closer. That's your problem. You can't finish a man's job.
When Mitchell was distracted by the tannoy, Turner slammed his arm down, winning the bout. Turner takes his winnings and checks a piece of paper he takes from his pocket. Nicaragua, 1986.
Quarterback, this is Phantom Leader.
Lights up.
Roger.
Have a good flight, Phantom Leader.
It's night as two jets take off from the deck of the aircraft carrier. One of them is piloted by Mitchell. The two jets fly in close formation.
Phantom Leader, continue vector 079er.
Roger, holding 709er, 700 knots.
I don't know, Lieutenant. Seems like a waste to me. Gonna be bombing cocaine fields? For what? Save a couple addicts from killing themselves?
Haven't you heard about the war on drugs? The fields are a decoy. We stray a little off course. Whoops. We'll lose a few bombs over a set and then use the power plant and ammunition's depot.
You're kidding, right?
Mitchell gives him a look.
You're not. Don't worry about it, kid. We're just carrying out some orders that no one's ever going to admit were sanctioned.
Turner flies the second plane.
Hey, Mitchell, how's your arm?
Hope it's not the one you jack off with.
What do I need to jerk off for when I got you around?
In your dream. How's your girl, by the way, that sexy thing? She's still yelling out my name when you do it?
Only when I'm doing it wrong.
All right, ladies, the pajama party's over.
You got a job to do. Do it.
Roger, quarterback. We're coast in, jungle in sight.
As they close in, men on the ground open fire on them.
Okay, we're taking ground fire.
Going into the weeds.
A heavy machine gun blasts away at the planes.
Active on ECM.
Roger. Jamming radar frequency.
Tracer ammunition slices through the air around the aircraft.
Quarterback, this is Phantom Leader.
I got target in sight. I'm in hot. The neighbors are knocking on the door.
Drop 20 degrees.
Mitchell's plane begins to descend.
There you go. Easy. Easy.
The navigator flicks switches in the cockpit.
Fire!
Five napalm canisters are released from the plane. They explode on the ground in fountains of fire.
New vector heading 147,
Secondary target ahead.
Copy that, Phantom One.
I'm right with you.
Turner banks his plane right. A radar dish locates him, and anti-aircraft guns open fire.
Okay, I'm taking heavy flak.
As he closes in, two heat-seeking missiles are launched to intercept him.
Phantom 2, we got two SAMs incoming.
1 o'clock low, 200 feet.
I see him.
Closing fast, 090, 20 miles.
More missiles are launched.
Hell, there's more.
We got two coming out on 4 o'clock low. Break right, hard right.
Turner banks hard right.
They're closing in, 12 o'clock.
Turner banks left, and one of the missiles explodes. He banks again, and the second missile explodes, missing him completely.
Shit, that was close.
Two more coming! We're locked!
I don't see him.
Oh, shit.
Two coming up, your six Phantom 2 on my count. Drop your flares.
Hit chaff and break right.
3, 2, 1, break!
Turner releases flares, and the missile explodes behind the plane.
Good job, Turner. Maintain heading. I'll switch.
One more still guiding. Contact 20 left. Bug out! Go high!
A gun.
What the hell?
No offense.
Turner shoots his co-pilot. As another missile swoops in, Turner banks right, evading it.
Shit, man, I'm hit! Mason bought it!
My instruments are fried!
I'm dead in the air!
Get the hell out of there, Turner! Eject!
I can't, it's stuck!
It won't open, man, I'm going in!
Turner flies his jet in low. He releases the payload of napalm bombs, and they explode in a tract of jungle.
What the hell are you doing, Turner? You've dropped ordnance.
Get back in formation, now!
Another missile is launched. Turner pulls his ejector lever just before his plane is destroyed by the missile.
Son of a bitch.
Mitchell banks his plane left. A heavy machine gun on the ground opens fire, hitting the cockpit.
Oh man, we've been hit!
We're losing power, quarterback, we're losing power!
Some of his instruments pack up.
Decelerating 1,000 feet, 100 knots.
Phantom 1, come in, Phantom 1! I repeat, Phantom 1, come in, please! Come in!
They lose altitude.
Come on, baby, fire up, come on, baby.
The stricken jet nosedives towards the ground. Its engines restart.
We got restart!
The instruments power up and Mitchell pulls the plane out of its dive.
Hudson, check ordnance. And Mike! God damn it. This is Phantom Leader. Phantom 2 is splashed.
Hudson's dead. Kelly, this is Peterson. Get those men out of there now!
Aye, Skipper. Abort the mission. Phantom 1, I repeat, abort the mission!
Say again, quarterback. You're breaking up. You can't make out.
I said abort, Phantom Leader, abort! Abort mission! Damn!
Mitchell switched off the radio. He turns his plane around and glances at his dead co-pilot. A radar dish thins. Mitchell launches a rocket which destroys the radar dish. Heavy machine guns throw up streams of tracer ammunition into the night sky. Mitchell's plane races low past gun emplacements and drops bombs which destroy a factory. The plane flies low over a town just above the buildings. Glowing tracer fire rises all around it. On the outskirts of the town, Mitchell releases more bombs, which explode on a missile storage facility. The missiles on the ground explode in a chain reaction. Mitchell gains altitude and flies back to the aircraft carrier.
Quarterback, this is Phantom Leader, reporting in. Mission completed.
Dirty up, Phantom 1.
Roger. Gear is down.
He lowers his landing gear.
Line up. Fly the needles.
Roger that.
Call the ball.
The The plane swoops in towards the carrier's flight deck. A line of pulsing lights indicate the landing strip. The plane touches down and comes to a rapid halt.
Phantom Leader, debriefing in 10 minutes.
Commander Peterson's office. Good luck.
Roger.
What the goddamn hell were you thinking out there today, Mitchell? You disobeyed my direct order. Now, you got anything to say for yourself?
Sir, the message was garbled.
Don't bullshit me, Lieutenant! You're a wild card, and I'm tired of covering for your heroic antics. Those planes belong to the taxpayers and not Ryan Iron Man Mitchell!
Sir, I had a situation out there. I did it for...
I know why you did it.
Peterson softens.
I have to give this bullshit speech. It's required by law.
He sits down.
Off the record, I'd just like to say I think you did a hell of a job out there today.
I lost my team, sir.
Casualties are the price of war.
With all due respect, sir, we're not at war, are we?
There's something on your mind, kid?
Are we still off the record?
If that's how you want it.
I was just wondering if the cost outweighed the results. We lost three really good men out there today. They were friends of mine.
You also eliminated an enemy power plant munitions dump, to say nothing of the cocaine plantation. Ron and Nancy are going to be very proud of you.
Yes, sir.
You're not having a crisis of conscience, are you, son?
No, sir.
That's good. Because there's no room for that in one of Uncle Sam's aircraft. They're not designed for it. You fly where you're told to fly and drop what you're told to drop and leave the politicking to the wizards in Washington.
Yes, sir.
Good. Because I've got enough to deal with right here. Turner dropped his ordnance and played havoc with some friendly territory, and I've got to explain that to the commander-in-chief. And he is not going to be pleased. Now, why don't you move on to your official debriefing? I've got some tap dancing to do.
They salute each other.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Mitchell smiles and goes. Peterson watches him, then shakes his head and sits down. He picks up the phone and dials a number. Clark Air Force Base, the Philippines, present day, 0500 hours. It's still dark. A guard on patrol stops by an aeroplane and lights a cigarette. A black-clad commando runs up behind him and kills him. Another guard is stabbed by a commando. Two more commandos gun down a man in an office. Commando strangles a guard by a plane. As another guard arrives, he's attacked and overpowered too. A guard walks along, checking doors and windows. A commando leaps out from cover and kills him. The commandos shoot two more guards. They make their way over to an aircraft hangar and open the doors. Once inside, they run over to a stealth fighter and remove the chocks securing the aircraft wheels. One of them gets some steps to access the cockpit. Two guards appear and open fire. The commandos return fire, and one of them hurries up the steps towards the cockpit. The guards shoot the commandos on the floor, but the one on the steps kills both the guards before climbing into the cockpit. Once aboard, he rolls up his balaclava. It's Turner. He switches the plane on and the instruments light up. Turner closes the cockpit and puts on a flying helmet. He clips the oxygen mask in place. He flicks switches and a screen shows the plane's engines firing up. Turner grips the joystick and taxis the plane out of the hangar onto the runway. The stealth fighter is matte black and is constructed with multiple angular surfaces to confuse radar. It has three bright landing lights at the front and a cleft V-shaped tail at the back. The plane takes off and rises up into the early morning sky. Its arrowhead shape cuts through the air as it rises above the clouds.
Crypt Keeper, this is Phantom Pharaoh. I have the bird. Repeat, I have the bird.
Roger that. Good job. Oh, and what about the men?
That's a negative. They didn't make it.
Well, that sound right, boss. You guys were pros, man. I trained with them in Columbia.
Something important. We have the airplane. That's what matters. Reprogram Thanatos. Acquire and activate secondary target. Let me know when it's done.
Yes, sir.
Roberto, the boss, and his henchman Berg go, leaving computer geek Vega. He types at a computer console. Thanatos, U.S. government program, flashes up. A satellite orbits around the Earth. It changes position. A submarine, USS Normandy, South Atlantic. The captain of the sub looks over his helmsman's shoulder.
Slow 10 knots, left full rudder.
Reduce speed, 10 knots, aye, sir. Left full rudder.
The boat changes direction.
Steady she goes. Lieutenant Elias, let's hold to our original course, heading 280.
Aye, Skipper, holding 280. She's running quiet, sir.
In space, the satellite powers up and creates interference with the sub's operating systems. The crew exchange baffled looks.
What the hell's that?
The sub continues on its course.
Sounds like it's coming from the engine room, Skipper. I'll go check it out.
The satellite shoots an electromagnetic pulse down from space. The sub rocks from side to side, throwing the crew about. The sub starts to dive. One of the crew is knocked unconscious.
Captain, we're sinking fast!
Drop it 5 feet, 5 meters, sir!
Secure the ordnance! Get that man in sick bay!
The boat continues to dive.
Faster, 400 meters, sir!
Engine room, get a control report!
Don't have one yet, sir!
Reactor damage!
I'm still working on it, everything's down!
I take a coolant sample, status!
That's the main body of the island! 2 5 meters!
Captain, brace for impact!
Pump all auxiliaries to sea! Contact speed control! Issue mayday alert!
You heard it, sailor! Do it!
Damn it!
The sub plows into rocks on the seabed. On board, the crew are thrown about.
Up the starboard!
Still intact, the sub settles on the seabed.
You mean to tell me someone just walked in, took a $2.2 billion stealth right out from under our noses?
Apparently so, Mr. President. The dead commandos were mercenaries, but we don't know who sent them.
Authorities at the base claim their radar and surveillance systems just shut down. Everything went dark.
Christ. It gets worse. We've lost track of the USS Normandy somewhere off the coast of South Africa.
Lost track?
It's one of our newest Los Angeles-class nuclear attack submarines, sir. There's a crew of 141 men aboard that ship.
How do you lose a goddamn nuclear submarine?
I have an idea, Mr. President. Let's just pray I'm wrong.
Come on.
The President, his aides, and 2 Marines head off. At a luxury villa, Turner is sitting on a balcony getting a massage from a bikini-clad female. Desidia, a sleek brunette in a white dress, walks over to them.
He will see you now.
I'll tell him I'll be there in a minute.
Now.
So aggressive. Let me ask you something, honey. You ever thought about trying a real man?
I have a real man. My husband. Your boss.
I got news for you, lady. Nobody owns me. I'm strictly freelance.
If you say so.
She walks off. Turner jumps and forces a kiss on her lips.
If Roberto saw you do that, you would be dead.
Yeah, that may be true, but tell me you didn't like that just a little.
She pulls his hand away.
I didn't.
She stalks off, and Turner stares after her. He straightens his dressing gown and goes back for the rest of his massage. A stealth fighter flies high above a mountain range dotted with snow-capped peaks. Mitchell is at the controls. The plane cuts through clouds and banks right.
Control, I'm on approach.
Roger that, Eagle One. Vector off of 180 and switch over to tower frequency.
Roger. Switching to ground control.
How do you say we hit the club afterwards, Iron Man? Celebrate that transfer of yours with a couple of brewskis.
That's a big negative, Tower. I'm out of here, good buddy. I've got my kit today.
Roger that. Continue your descent. 350, clear to land on runway 25.
Roger control.
The stealth fighter lowers its undercarriage and descends towards the runway. It touches down, raising puffs of smoke from its tires. A parachute is released from the back of the plane to slow it down. At the White House, the President attends a meeting with his aides and chiefs of staff, Peterson amongst them.
All right, gentlemen, enough. Needless to say, this meeting is not being recorded. Talk to me, Harry, and keep it simple.
STATCOM reports a few reconnaissance satellites went dark during the night.
A few? How many?
Seven.
Can anyone explain this to me, gentlemen?
Sir, I just got off the phone with Air Force Control. My hunch was right. We have an activated war satellite, and we didn't activate it.
What?
Yesterday, at approximately 2200 hours, the National Reconnaissance Office reported activity from a satellite known as Thanatos. Here, over the Philippines.
That's the same time the stuff was stolen.
Precisely. Now, NORAD couldn't confirm this. They had their trackers working around the clock. You see, Mr. President, Thanatos has been non-operational since 1984.
Wait. Are you trying to tell me that this satellite is a relic of the Star Wars project?
Sir, Thanatos is the Star Wars project. It was supposed to be the ultimate weapon, our last line of defense. It fires an electromagnetic pulse which debilitates any electrical systems that the beam strikes. It was designed to knock out guidance systems on enemy ICBMs.
And now it's in enemy hands?
It appears so, sir. She came online again at 0700 and over the Atlantic.
Don't tell me. At the same time, the Normandy was lost.
You got it, sir.
All right, what do we do about the sub?
The Normandy's last known position was off the coast of Cape Town. We've had nothing since.
Was it sunk?
Well, we don't know that yet, Mr. President.
There's another satellite entering orbital visual range in 3 hours.
Okay. Suppose they're still alive. How much time do they have without power?
If they're on rock bottom, assuming the bulkhead holds 4 days, sir. Maybe more, maybe less.
Okay, send out search and rescue.
They're prepping for the mission now.
Good. Now, what about the stealth?
Mr. President, I believe if we ID whoever activated Thanatos, we'll find the stealth. We'll find her.
Edgar.
Roberto eats some fruit as he talks to Turner.
I trust your bank in Paraguay received my wire.
Everything was in order.
I have another job for you.
Good. Why am I accounting in Geneva?
As you wish. Your next assignment, Mr. Turner. Those are the coordinates. You will do me a great service by eliminating that inconvenience.
Another arms dealer?
Let's just say, to plant a fruitful garden, one must pick the weeds along the way.
Turner gets to his feet.
What about that submarine?
Insurance.
Turner looks dubious and marches off. Aboard the submarine, the captain comes into the engine room.
Anything back?
No, sir. Engineer said everything just shut down. Power's been spiked.
How are we doing on oxygen?
Well, we've got 39 hours of pure in storage.
All right, wait as long as possible before you start the scrubbers.
Aye, Skipper.
The reactor?
Scram, Skipper.
Carry on, Lieutenant.
Aboard a wrecked ship.
In the past, you've dealt with my competition, and they offer an inferior product. But with me, Andres Rossi, you only get the best. I will not be undersold. Come.
The rotund bearded Salamosi beckons two Japanese Yakuza types in through a doorway. The stolen stealth fighter, piloted by Turner, makes its way over a frozen mountain range. It banks sharply to its right and descends. Salamosi leads his Japanese clients into a room full of weapons.
I assure you, gentlemen, you'll not be disappointed. When you do business with Andre Salamosi, you receive nothing less than perfection.
Puffing on a cigar, he opens a crate full of weapons.
Voila! The avant-garde and modern state-of-the-art weaponry. This is the very best the market has to offer. Oh, and here... American satellite IC board. With encryption equipment, yes?
The stealth fighter closes in on the wreck, which is moored beside a jetty. Solomosi and his clients hear its engines. In the cockpit, Turner selects a missile from a weapons menu and fires it at the wreck. The missile hits home, blowing the wreck to smithereens. A green SUV pulls up outside a pleasant suburban house. Mitchell gets out of the car wearing a pink shirt and chinos. He jogs up to the front door of the house and lets himself in.
Hello? Hello? Where's my little girl?
Hiya, Daddy.
Hiya, Squirt. You ready?
Almost.
Almost?
I'm on the phone with Kenny. I'll be through in a minute.
Oh.
Hang on, Kenny.
Who's Kenny?
My boyfriend, Dad. I'll be right back.
Your boyfriend?
Maybe if you came by more often, you'd know what's going on around here.
Hi.
He strolls over to Aaron, his ex.
You said you were going to call before you came over.
I forgot. Things have been kind of crazy over at the base. I'm sorry. Aaron, can we talk?
No, I don't think so. That's really not a good idea. JP will be down in a minute.
5 minutes?
She looks down.
3?
All right, 3.
So how's the hospital?
Exhausting, long hours. How's your apartment?
Small, empty. The lease is up next week.
Do you want some iced tea or something?
He rests a hand on her back.
Ryan, please don't.
I miss you. I miss my family. I want to come home.
Do you ever stop to think about what I want?
You're right. I'm sorry. What do you want? I'll do whatever it takes.
What do I want? I want to feel safe. I don't want to have to wonder every day whether you're going to come home alive or not.
I put in for a transfer.
Do you know that I had a meeting with JP's principal last week? Your daughter is telling fairy tales about her father, that he's some big hero. Oh, and get this, personal friends with the president. How about that?
She paces.
You applied for a transfer?
It's already been approved. I've flown my last mission. I'll be piloting a nice quiet desk for the next few years. Aaron, I love you and JP more than anything else in this world. Give me another shot, please.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Will you at least think about it?
This Thursday is Parents' Day at JP's school.
I'll be there.
I'm ready, Dad!
Okay, let's go.
So where are you guys off to today?
Dad's taking me flying.
Flying? Oh, no, you're not going flying.
Come on, Ma, it'll be safe.
You are absolutely not getting on a plane, young lady. Do you understand me?
Later, aboard a light aircraft.
Oh, my God! That was good, Dad. Not exactly Magic Mountain, but good.
Oh, yeah? Well, hold on.
No, Dad. Don't do it. Don't do it.
They fly down a canyon.
So, tell me about this Kenny.
He's a real babe, Dad.
A real babe, huh? You gonna marry the guy?
Get real, Dad, please.
What about your mom? She seen anybody?
Dad, you don't want to go there, really.
No, seriously, is she?
Okay, let's see. First, there's the mailman.
The mailman, is it?
He puts the plane into a dive.
And lately, she's been eyeing the pool guy.
The pool guy, really?
Yep, and let's see.
There's more?
Oh, yeah, lots.
Lots?
Dad, I was only kidding, I swear! Oh, no! Don't do it! I told you not to do it!
They do a roll.
Dad? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, my God! Dad, I'm gonna roll! Dad! You're not gonna do it! I'm gonna lose my pizza! Dad!
The plane banks sharply in front of a cliff.
Matter of fact, that was so good, I don't even want to do it again.
I couldn't think of a better compliment.
Dad, can I ask you a question?
Shoot.
You're gonna work it out with Mom?
I'm trying to, but I kind of blew it. I took you guys for granted.
And your mom doesn't trust me anymore. I kept thinking there was always tomorrow to spend with you guys. But she got tired of waiting for tomorrow.
I believe you can be rehabilitated, and I want you to come home.
Believe me, sweetheart. I want to come home, too.
The President's at the Pentagon.
There's a precise pattern at work here. Satellites that went dark over vital orbiting positions over China, Russia, North Korea, the Middle East. Whoever spiked him is one clever son of a bitch.
That will leave us openly susceptible to an attack.
That's correct.
How soon can we send the replacements?
Within a week. The problem is placing the birds without attracting worldwide attention. We're going to mask them with two shuttle missions.
Well, what can you tell us, General?
Mr. President, Thanatos presents us with an interesting predicament. When activated, the beam shuts down anything electronic in its path, including radio communications, positioning systems, etc.
Can we launch an ICBM and destroy the damn thing?
Thanatos orbits 23,000 miles above the Earth. She's capable of detecting and tracking thousands of missiles while simultaneously reprogramming to attack mode. Besides, you can't hit what you can't see.
Well, what do you mean by that, General?
Well, sir, Thanatos was designed to be invisible to enemy radar. Her outer surfaces are smooth, with curved contours, not unlike the Stealth. These design strategies allow her to orbit without being detected.
So what do you recommend we do, General?
I've got my men trying to track down the source of the computer transmission. If we can trace it, we can try to download a virus into the signal and disorient the bird.
Mr. President?
Yes?
Communications just picked up a live transmission from Angola, sir. Transferring direct. Relay hookup in about 10 seconds.
They see Roberto appear on a wall-mounted screen.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. I trust you are well.
Roberto Menendez.
Get to the point.
I have Thanatos, and I have the Stealth. I also have a list of 1,400 political prisoners being held captive around the world. Friends of mine, I want you to release the ones being held on American soil, and I want you to prevail on the various other governments of the world to do the same. A list is being faxed to you as we speak. You have 48 hours. No intrigues, no delays, no negotiations. If Thanatos receives any commands without my frequency codes, she will automatically go into attack mode. And fire at pre-programmed targets. So, hack away, gentlemen, at your own risk.
We don't negotiate with terrorists.
Oh, yes, of course. I forgot who I was talking to. Well, then, I guess I'll just have to erase civilization as you know it. Bank records, lines of communication, missile codes, you name it, Thanatos will obliterate it. Oh, yes, one more thing, Mr. President. You still have time to save that submarine of yours. Goodbye.
The President strolls along a corridor.
Anybody want to tell me about this lunatic?
He's Roberto Menendez, sir. Nicaraguan, arms dealer. Currently resides in Angola. We cut him off, sir. In 1984, the congressional ban on funding prohibited all military support of the Contras.
So we let him out to dry, and now he's got a vendetta.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know where he is when we just go in and flatten his base of operation.
It's not going to be that easy, sir. If you do a bombing run and you fail to take out the computer, there's going to be hell to pay. We don't even have current recon shots of the area. We do have a satellite over Angola, but it's been disabled.
Well, why don't we just go in using our latest recon photos?
Sir, this could prove to be a political embarrassment. Menendez has funneled millions of dollars into your campaign coffers over the years.
This is great.
Maybe we should consider giving him what he wants.
What the hell are you talking about? We can't do that and disregard our policy about negotiating with terrorists? Come on, it won't stop here. It's just the beginning. Anybody else got any ideas?
Mr. President, I recommend a covert insurgents. We send in a team of Rangers with a stealth pilot in tow. We either steal that plane back or we blow it up where it sits.
And disable the computer that controls the satellite. But we got to do it fast before Menendez can retaliate.
No. Menendez said he'd use Thanatos if we try anything like that.
With all due respect, sir, he's going to use Thanatos whether we try to do something or not. If we strike quickly enough, our teams can get in there and deactivate the satellite before he does any more damage.
And I've got just the man for the job.
Oh, man, suddenly I don't feel so good.
When can we go again, Daddy?
We'll see, baby. Just let me tie her down and we'll go get some chow, okay?
Right on.
A black saloon car pulls up on the runway apron, and two G-men wearing shades and black suits get out.
Daddy, it's the men in black!
The G-men stop a short distance away.
Colonel Mitchell?
Yes.
We need to speak with you, sir.
Mitchell walks over to them. Later, he returns home with JP.
Bye, Daddy. I love you.
I love you too, sugar pie. Take care, okay?
She blows him a kiss as she goes inside. Eden comes out and sees the G-men waiting in the road for Mitchell.
I have to go to Washington. It's important. Honest. I'll be back on Parents' Day, Thursday.
I hope you're not expecting us to bake a cake in your honor.
I'll be here for sure, okay?
I'll leave a candle on the window.
She disappears inside and shuts the door. Disappointed, Mitchell walks back towards the G-men.
Hey, Dad! Remember, Thursday's pool cleaning day, too.
I'll be there. That's a promise.
He winks and waves to JP, who's at an upstairs window, then gets in the car with the G-men. Turner is with Roberto.
You want to see me?
Yes, Mr. Turner. A ver, Vega, ¿dónde está eso?
Vega brings an envelope. Roberto pockets the envelope.
I have a job for you. It's very important to me.
2 million.
Are you getting ideas, Mr. Turner?
Let's just have it. Thank you. You want me to fly? I need a rent.
Well, be careful, my friend. Men who think too much have a tendency to disappear.
Look at me, Roberto. I'm shaking in my boots. Now, do you want me to fly, or should I start looking for another employer?
If you can find another employer with a stolen stealth fighter in his garage, be my guest.
That's not the only plane I fly. Plus, you gotta find yourself another jockey. Your boy Berg couldn't find his ass with two hands and a flashlight.
Yo, dog. I'll take that flashlight and shove it down your throat.
Very well, Mr. Turner. $2 million. But don't get too greedy. I've grown fond of our acquaintance.
I'll try to keep that in mind. Who's the mark?
An associate of mine, Mr. Piatigorsky. I heard he's about to do business with Pakistan.
Just wire the money to my account in Argentina.
Just how many accounts do you have?
Not enough.
They look over at Desidia, who sits by the pool in a bikini.
Here are the coordinates. Tomorrow morning, Thailand. The missile convoy and the village by the river. I want you to take them both out.
It's a done deal.
Roberto pats Turner's arm and goes. Berg walks over to Turner.
Make sure you take care of business, because if you don't, I swear to God, it'll be your last job.
Turner takes his shades off and eyes Berg before going. In the Thai village, an arms dealer and his customers seal a deal.
Oh, a toast then.
They pour a drink, but before they can drink it, they hear the stealth fighter overhead. They step out of the hut they're in and look up. In the plane, Turner hits the fire button and launches a rocket. An explosion rips through the village, engulfing it in flames. In Washington, Admiral Peterson is with the President.
Graduated Annapolis, top of his class. SEAL Team 6, flight school.
This man's a one of a kind, Mr. President. He's a bit of a renegade, but he always completes his mission.
What's deep sleep?
That's a code name for top secret training at NOAA. Select intrepid stealth pilots. Best sticks we've got.
Come in.
Wearing his dress uniform, Mitchell enters the room and salutes.
Mr. President?
Stand down, Colonel.
The President and Peterson walk over to him.
Have you been briefed on the situation?
Yes, sir.
I understand you recently requested reassignment.
Yes, sir, I put in for a desk job.
Colonel, if you feel hesitant in any way about accepting this mission, feel free to discuss it with us.
Mr. President, I'm here to do my duty to God and country.
Good man. Admiral Peterson handpicked you for this mission. You have a remarkable history. He says you're a remarkable man.
Thank you, sir.
We need someone who can not only fly the stealth, but who can handle himself in case things get rough on the ground.
We put together a squad of the very best operatives Special Forces has to offer. They're committed to getting you in no matter what.
Any questions?
When do we leave?
Good man.
USS Coral Sea, off the coast of Lebanon.
Black Raven, this is Tower. Signal is go. Repeat, the signal is go.
Roger that, Tower. See you on the other side.
A ground crewman signals a helicopter to take off. It rises up off the flight deck and heads out to sea, banking left. The chopper flies low over the surface of the sea. Aboard it is Mitchell and the squad of Special Forces personnel. One of them sharpens a combat knife on a stone. Another loads cartridges into a magazine. The magazine is then clipped into a machine gun. A Beretta pistol is cocked. The CO addresses the men.
Listen up. The second we hit the beach, we go into diversion off. Just snake the compound. Hit him with the store. I'll drop a poison pill on the computer. You, make like hell for the hangar. You got that?
Affirmative.
Kellinger and Stevens, they got your back. Take this. If you can't get that sucker off the ground, leave it there.
Understood.
Explosives.
GPS homing device, just in case you get lost.
He hands it to Mitchell, who also took the explosives.
You sure you can pull this off?
You just get me in. I'll either fly that baby out of there and make sure she never flies again.
Game time, Colonel. Let's go.
Inflatable dinghies are dropped from the helicopter into the sea. The men jump down into the water after them. They speed off in the dinghies. Aboard the stricken sub, the air is getting thin, and the crew are looking the worse for wear.
Slap support.
The scrubbers are beginning to fail. We're starting to breathe carbon monoxide.
Where's my person?
Sonar. Try and communications.
Carry on.
The rocks beneath the sub shift and it moves slightly. The captain steadies himself and goes over to the radio operator.
Anything?
Not a word, Skipper.
Keep trying.
The rocks continue to give way, and the sub moves more violently.
Elias! Report!
Skipper, the engine room's got pressure leakage and the valves are cracking!
Get the hell out of there, Elias, right now!
Aye, aye, Skipper! Let's go! Evacuate! Evacuate! Get the hell out of here! This room is finished! Let's go!
The crew evacuate the engine room. Roberto and Desidia sit on a bed together.
Larry will get you everywhere, Roberto.
Tell me, what do you think of this Owen Turner?
He's a lonely, pathetic fish who waits only for you to feed him. He cares about nothing but money, my love.
I know. I like that about him. His mind isn't cluttered with politics. I know exactly what he wants.
I don't trust him.
Turner marches in.
How dare you?
Thought you wanted to know. Getting a call on the scrambler, 777.
Roberto picks up the phone and dials.
They're calling you, Bluff.
What?
A counteroffensive has been launched.
For when?
Commandos should be hitting your beach in approximately 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Hola, coño madre, hola! Alert the men. We have some unexpected guests. I want you to make them feel unwelcome.
Right.
Turner. What took your man so long to call us?
Maybe he's just developing a sense of humor.
Roberto glares. At the White House...
Mr. President, choppers are in the vicinity of last contact with USS Normandy and magnetic anomaly detectors are in the water, sir. We're gonna find her.
Peterson comes in.
What's the status of Black Raven?
Incursion underway. They should be hitting the beach right about now.
The president puts down paperwork and sits back, looking thoughtful. It's dark as Mitchell and the men speed towards the shore. A lighthouse flashes in the distance. One of the men looks at it through the night vision scope on his rifle. The dinghies hit the beach.
All right, everyone, move out! All right, Mitchell, you know what to do. And if you gotta blow it up, be out of there by 0700. Otherwise, you become a native. If anything screws up, you know where to meet us.
I know, by the old mill stream.
All right, let's move out.
They head off. At Roberto's villa, Turner peers through binoculars.
I can't make anything out down there, but your boys are gonna need all the luck they can get.
Roberto stares out into the night. Somewhere in the darkness, Mitchell and two Special Forces guys run past some trees. A guard climbs up into a watchtower. The main Special Forces unit creeps along between some outbuildings. They jog over a wooden footbridge. Mitchell and his two companions run on through the trees. The main unit rounds the corner of a building. The CO gives hand signals, splitting his men up, sending them in different directions. Then he and another soldier climb a flight of stairs up the side of the building. In a room at the top, the CO and the soldier go over to a window and push it open. The coast clear, the CO looks out over a complex of buildings with binoculars. He nods to the soldier with him, and they sit down beside the window. Mitchell and his two companions stop beside a tree, and Mitchell looks through a night vision scope at a building up ahead.
Bingo. Alpha One, this is Iron Man. Do you copy?
This is Alpha One. Go ahead, Iron Man.
I've got the birdcage inside. It's a piece of cake.
All right, give me a minute. I'll light the candles. Alpha 7, this is Alpha 1, CQ.
Roger, Alpha 1, this is Alpha 7, CQ, we're holding position.
Mitchell and the two soldiers with him advance and crouch behind a tree.
Alpha 1, this is Iron Man, do you copy?
Roger that, go ahead.
We're ready to rumble.
All right, all alphas go on my signal.
The soldier beside the CO opens a rocket launcher and hands it to him. The CO gets to his feet and aims the rocket launcher through the open window. As he fires, so too do his men from their position in a field. The rockets explode around the building's complex.
Alpha team, move out!
The soldiers advance. Mitchell turns to his guys.
You take the head, you take the tail, I'm going straight down the middle. Go!
They move out. A couple of guards flee from a gun emplacement as the special forces advance. One of them is gunned down. Another rocket is launched and it hits the watchtower, killing the guard in it. Roberto and Turner watch the action from the villa. The CO and the soldier with him move out from the building they're in and advance on the building complex. Some guards are blown out of a gun emplacement. As the battle rages, Mitchell and his two companions advance on the hangar housing the stealth fighter. As they approach, a couple of guards appear and kill the two guys with Mitchell.
Son of a bitch!
Mitchell blasts a few rounds off at the guards, then retreats back towards the trees. The guards shoot at him. Explosions rock the building compound. The CO stops to plant explosives on the ground, then runs back to his companion who's been shot. As he crouches beside the body, he sees an armored vehicle approaching. He picks up the rocket launcher and blasts the vehicle with it, bringing it to a halt. He tosses the launcher aside. The special forces continue to advance under fire. Mitchell jogs along through the trees. As more explosions erupt around him, Mitchell stops running for a second. Turner spots him from the villa with his binoculars.
It's Mitchell.
What is it?
They sent an old buddy of mine up here to kill me. That's gonna make this all the more interesting. I've been waiting a long time to deal that hot shot some payback.
One of the Special Forces guys throws a grenade, blowing open a gate.
Secure the perimeter. Let's find that computer.
They advance through the gate. Roberto watches through binoculars. The Special Forces advance through thick smoke onto a rickety wooden bridge. As they get to the far side, the CO indicates for them to halt.
That's too quiet. I got a bad feeling about this.
A large number of guards emerge from buildings nearby and open fire. The Special Forces are sitting ducks.
Ugh.
The CO catches a bullet in the shoulder and falls from the bridge. One by one, the rest of his men are either killed or wounded.
Stay down. Gotcha.
Now alone, Mitchell runs on through the trees. The CO carries a wounded man over his shoulders in a fireman's lift. They arrive at some cover, and the CO puts the guy down. The CO winces and clutches his shoulder. He coughs up some blood.
You all right?
The guy nods. The CO looks at blood on his fingers. Pistol in hand, Turner walks onto the bridge and looks at the pile of dead Special Forces guys.
Mitchell, look at you, you fucking amateur.
He rolls a body over and is disappointed to see it isn't Mitchell. Mitchell runs along the path the CO carried the wounded man down. He runs into the hiding place.
What happened out here? Where's the rest?
They're dead. They knew we were coming. It was a setup. We didn't have a chance.
Same on my end. So much for diversion ops.
Hey, well, listen, friend. These were my men. Somebody's gonna pay.
You can count on it. The question is who?
I don't know, but I'm gonna find out.
They look out into the night.
They're getting closer. Can you make it to the beach?
You want to race?
I'm not going.
What do you mean you're not going?
I got a plane to catch.
They clasp hands, and Mitchell heads off.
See you. Come on.
Turner reports back to Roberto.
No Mitchell.
He's probably dead.
Nah, he's out there. He's dangerous, and he knows his shit.
Don't trust this guy. If Mitchell isn't a corpse, he's long gone.
Well, then find him and kill him!
Yes, sir.
Berg goes.
I was just starting to like that guy.
Yes.
And looks disappointed and hangs up. He turns to his aides and Peterson.
Gentlemen, Black Raven was a disaster. Prepare the bombing run.
Peterson goes. The president sighs heavily. Two guards meet under a tree. One hands the other a cigarette. Then they continue on their patrol. Not seen by them, Mitchell is lurking up in the branches of the tree. He looks through a night vision scope at Roberto's villa. In the villa, Vega takes a readout from a computer and hands it to Roberto.
Here are the coordinates for the sub.
Excellent. It's time to show the president he can no longer betray us.
Berg returns.
Did you find Mitchell?
Obviously not. He's still alive.
You overestimate him, and you underestimate me.
Son, I deal with death every day, and I never underestimate my opponent.
Keep looking, Berg.
Berg gives Turner a hard look and goes.
Mr. Turner, I trust you'll be on your way soon.
He hands Turner the submarine coordinates. Turner goes, and Roberto turns back to Vega. Morning. Turner leaves the villa dressed in a flying suit. He sees Desidia sitting by the pool in her gold bikini, putting on suntan lotion.
Hey, baby, you keep it warm for me till I get back. Now I get after these missions.
You're a pig.
He goes and she settles back on her sun lounger. Mitchell trots between trees and arrives outside the hangar housing the stealth fighter. He looks through a monocular and sees Turner going into the hangar. Turner walks over to an engineer who's checking over the plane.
Torpedo ready?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Turner climbs up the steps to the cockpit and gets in. The engineer removes an air vent cover on front of the plane, marked Remove Before Flight. Mitchell watches as the engineer guides the stealth fighter out of the hangar. In the cockpit, Turner flicks switches and taxis the plane down the runway. He opens the throttle, and the plane picks up speed. It takes off, and its undercarriage retracts. Watching, Mitchell gets on his radio.
Intercept, this is Iron Man. Do you copy?
Iron Man, this is Kelly at Intercept. We copy.
Well, the stuff just took off. I couldn't stop her. Should I scrub the mission? Copy?
Oh, that's a negative. Hold your position until further ordered.
I have a positive ID on the stealth pilot. His name is Owen Turner.
I repeat, Owen Turner. Copy.
I thought he was dead, Iron Man.
Beats the hell out of me.
But he's alive and well and working for the bad guys. You better let the Admiral know.
Copy that.
I know.
In the President's limo...
We canceled your morning press conference and cleared your schedule, Mr. President.
Tell me about Owen Turner.
He was an ace pilot, perfect scores. Passed over for deep sleep because he failed the psych evaluations. Temperamental. The Navy listed him as a risk. His plane went down not soon afterwards during operations in Nicaragua that he was flying with Mitchell.
Mitchell and Turner know each other?
Oh, yes, sir. They flew together for 6 years. It seems they were big rivals. Turner was listed as killed in action. Nobody was ever found. The plane practically disintegrated in midair.
Yes?
Mr. President, we've located the Normandy. The deep submersibles are on the way.
Good, good. Keep me posted.
Cheered, the President hangs up.
They found the submarine, Harry.
Harry smiles. In the stricken sub, the crew sit listlessly at the stations. They look up as a Morse code message arrives. Lieutenant Elias frantically jots it down. He takes it to the captain, who's with another officer.
Skipper, the engine room is flooded, but coolant samples and radiation measures still come up negative.
Good. Thank you, Phillips.
Phillips goes as Elias hurries in.
Captain, we've got contact.
The captain's face lights up as he reads the message.
I'll be damned. You're coming to tow us out of here. Prepare the crew, Lieutenant.
The lieutenant and Phillips hurry out.
Attention, all hands. This is Captain Thompson. Pack your toothbrushes, gentlemen. We are going home.
The delighted crew cheer and hug each other. Up in the sky, the stealth fighter is approaching the location of the stricken submarine. Turner peers out of the cockpit. Down below the waves, the submarine is being raised to the surface.
Sir, 350 feet, 340.
Aboard the stealth fighter, Turner activates the weapons menu, and the missile is loaded into the bomber. Turner presses a button, launching the missile.
Sir, something strange on sonar, incoming!
The crew look round. The massive explosion blows the sub to pieces. The stealth zooms past overhead. Harry takes a call in the President's limo.
Yes.
The President eyes him quizzically.
It's the Normandy, sir. She's been torpedoed. No survivors. The rescue divers went down with her.
The President meets with Admiral Peterson and General Wasserman.
Any word from Mitchell?
Not after his message about Turner. He'll break radio silence when he needs to.
We've got a carrier within range to intercept, advise, and instruct.
In 30 minutes, Thanatos will be over American airspace again, sir.
With Ramsey and his team eliminated, Mitchell's going to have to disarm Thanatos himself.
Listen, if Mitchell hasn't taken out that computer in 25 minutes, I want that compound vaporized.
What about Menendez?
I want him dead. I want the whole damn operation annihilated. Send in a complete strike force, hit that son of a bitch with everything we got.
Are you sure you want to do this, Mr. President?
You damn right I do.
What about the Congress? What if the press get winded he was one of our...
God damn them all, Harry! Just do it anyway.
What about Mitchell?
When he checks in, brief him on the plan. He's got 25 minutes before we flatten everything around him. That's the best I can do.
The president goes.
Yes, sir.
As Mitchell runs along through the bush, he looks up and sees the stealth fighter returning. Mitchell hurries on his way. The stealth touches down on the runway. Back in its hangar, Turner climbs down from the cockpit and talks to the engineer.
Have her refueled and ready to go.
The engineer gives him a thumbs up. Mitchell runs along beside a line of trees. He crouches down and, using his monocular, sees Turner returning to the villa. As Turner goes inside, Mitchell looks determined and heads off. Roberto is preparing to make a broadcast. Vega turns to him.
The satellite feed's ready, sir.
Start programming the live transmission sequences.
Yes, sir.
As Vega goes, Turner comes in.
Mr. Turner, welcome back. Well done.
The president and his staff.
He's calling on the uplink, sir.
Good. I want to talk to that son of a bitch myself.
They go into a meeting room.
He'll be coming up momentarily.
They look at a TV at the far end of the room. Roberto appears on it.
Good morning, Mr. President.
I'm in no mood for pleasantries, Menendez.
Your voice is filled with urgency. That's ironic. You were not in any rush to get me those F-16s I purchased 10 years ago. In fact, the last time your country was in such a rush, you left me and my men stranded in Nicaragua.
You son of a bitch. You killed 141 of my men. You're gonna pay.
I told you not to try anything. You invaded my compound. You caused their deaths.
Menendez, you are a dead man. You got that?
Newsflash, Mr. President. In exactly 1 hour, Thanatos will be over Atlanta's Hartsfield International Airport, one of the busiest, as you know. Think of all those airplanes dropping like flies out of the sky.
Turner shoots him.
New deal. You in?
Berg looks at Roberto's corpse and nods.
Yeah.
Turner shoots Desidia.
Damn! Such a waste.
She pulled a gun. To the president.
Okay, Mr. President, we got a new deal on the table. You will wire $10 billion to my accounts in the Bahamas. That's billion with a B. I'll fax you the information. You can burn that little list of psychopaths that Menendez told you to set free. Fuck them, fuck politics, fuck you. Just don't fuck with me. You fuck with me, I'ma climb in that stealth bomber and start dropping bombs all over cities in the United States. Those nukes we got earmarked for Moscow will look just as pretty dropping on Los Angeles and New York. And if you get me really cranky, I just might fly over to the White House and do a little fucking redecorating on that piece of shit.
You're insane.
Insane? No, I'm crazy. I mean, at least that's what the doctors say. And this is what crazy people do. And right now I got the power. I got the satellites. I got the stealth. I got the bombs. And please, Mr. President, don't think I won't use them. And I almost forgot, Admiral Peterson. I don't need your fucking punk ass anymore.
How are you talking about?
Gone, Admiral. Tell him how we got the access codes. Okay, fellas, you got a lot of work to do. Me, I gotta go arm some nukes and program a few satellites. So you guys got about an hour to give me my goddamn money. Our planes are gonna start dropping on peach trees, you understand me? Ciao.
General Wasserman looks over at Peterson, who looks badly shaken.
Elliot, he's lying. He's crazy.
Frank, when did you give him a code?
Elliot, come on. Oh, for Christ's sake.
Guards!
Guards!
Peterson wrestles with a guard. His gun goes off, shooting Harry.
Get back! Get back!
Don't shoot him!
Oh, God. Oh, God, this isn't happening.
Come on now, Frank, easy. Put down the gun.
I can't. Oh, God! What have I done? I'm sorry, Harry.
You ought to be. It hurts like hell.
Listen, Frank, listen to me. Put the gun down, we'll talk about it, okay?
They were watching my family. They had pictures of my granddaughter's baptism. The sons of bitches said if I didn't cooperate, they would kill my family one by one. It wasn't anything I could do.
Frank.
I had no choice. I had no choice.
He walks into a big empty room at the back of the stealth's hangar. He ducks under a window and makes his way over to a door leading into the main hangar where the aircraft is housed. He spots two guards walking towards him. The guards walk through the doorway without noticing Mitchell. As they pass him, he shoots them in the back, killing them both. He drags one of the bodies away. The president talks to General Wasserman.
You think Mitchell can do this?
I'll walk him through it.
Good. Let's get this damn thing over with.
The president's surviving aide looks at his notes. In the hangar, Mitchell runs over to the stealth and gets on his radio.
Intercept, this is Iron Man. I have the bird, I'm taking her home.
That's a negative, Iron Man. There's been a change in plans. Hold your position.
I have clearance, Intercept.
That's a big negative, Iron Man. We need you to find that computer and disable it.
Come again?
The stealth is expendable. We have satellite complications. Find the computer, and we'll guide you through the procedure. Do you copy, sir?
Roger. Out. Shit.
Mitchell considers for a moment, then trots up the steps to the plane's cockpit. He takes a GPS device from his pocket, sets the tracer, and lobs it into the cockpit. He climbs back down the steps and heads off. A Marine sergeant brings General Wasserman notes. He looks through them.
They've gotten word to Mitchell. They're setting up a satellite relay via the carrier Coral Sea. As soon as he checks in, they'll hook us up.
We've only got 10 minutes. Let's hope we hear from him soon.
The general nods. A guard patrols outside the villa. Mitchell runs up beside him and sticks a knife in his back, killing him. Turner walks into the hangar and goes over to the engineer, who steps out from under the plane to meet him.
Load her up with ABM-65s. Give me 2 B-83 nukes.
The engineer and a colleague nod and hurry off to get them. At the villa, a second guard finds the one Mitchell stabbed. As the guard hurries off past the pool to raise the alarm, Mitchell pops up out of an empty hot tub and whacks him in the shins and head with a length of pipe. Mitchell hops up out of the tub and clubs a third guard before running to the villa. Vega and Berg.
Someone tripped the silent alarm downstairs.
Berg goes to investigate. Pistol at the ready, Mitchell lets himself into the villa. He checks the coast is clear and goes over to a doorway. Berg comes down the stairs and presses himself to the wall on the other side of the doorway. As Mitchell steps through, Berg knocks the gun from Mitchell's hand. Mitchell punches Berg a few times. Berg punches him back, sending him reeling. Mitchell punches Berg a bit more. Berg grabs Mitchell in a bear hug. So Mitchell headbutts him a couple of times. This proves ineffective. Mitchell sinks his teeth into Berg's right ear. As Berg puts a hand to his ear, Mitchell takes Berg's gun and shoots him with it. Berg collapses and Mitchell spits out ear.
Everybody wants to be like Mike.
Another guard comes down the stairs, so Mitchell shoots him. Mitchell runs up the stairs. In the hangar, Turner is still waiting for his bombs and nukes. He takes a pistol from his bag and puts it on a shoulder holster. Clutching a silenced pistol, Mitchell creeps along a corridor in the villa. He stops by a doorway and peeps inside. He sees Vega busy at computers. Mitchell steps into the room and shoots Vega. He sits down at the computers and gets on his radio.
Intercept, this is Iron Man. Do you read me? Over.
Roger, Iron Man. Are you in position?
Affirmative, and I'm in a really big hurry.
Roger that. We have your tour guide that's going to piggyback you through the trees.
Open the relay to Washington.
Iron Man, there's a computer booted up?
Yes.
Good.
Read to me what's on the menu.
What are the modes?
Mitchell pauses to shoot another guard.
Search mode targeting, diagnostic, hardware detect, reconnaissance, maintenance.
Pull up maintenance.
Mitchell selects it from the menu. The satellite glides through space.
Now what?
Now we're going to spoof the satellite and jam her up. I want you to type in perform self-test 0047, then hit enter.
Mitchell types it in.
It says, if okay, perform self-check 0047. Are you sure this is right?
Yes. You can initiate self-destruct with a string of three commands.
Mitchell presses yes, and a string of command codes appear. In space, the satellite opens its solar array.
I've got a flashing warning sign. It says exiting technical,
entering maintenance. Yes? No. Good, that's what we want. Hit yes.
It doesn't seem to be responding.
All right, man. Steady. We need you to hold in there until the data stops processing. Otherwise, you'll go back to the old automated program.
Beams of command codes flick over the screen. Are you sure you want to self-destruct? Prompt appears on the screen.
Damn right I do.
Mitchell presses yes and the satellite blows up.
It's a done deal, sir.
He did it!
The highly delighted president and his entourage all clench their fists and punch the air. Mitchell steps onto the balcony of the villa, climbs over the railing, and jumps down onto another guard below. He breaks the man's neck before running on to the hangar. As Turner climbs the steps to the stealth's cockpit, Mitchell appears, machine gun in hand.
You weren't going to leave without saying goodbye, were you?
You know I've never been big on long goodbyes.
So I noticed when you ditched out in Nicaragua.
It's pretty nice, huh? Take out a Contra Link, fake my own death, went down smooth as silk. Nobody figured it out. That's my first job as an independent contractor.
What do they pay traders nowadays?
Pays good, sort of benefits. Best thing is, I get to pick my own hours. I'm not connected to that bureaucratic bullshit you are. You should try it.
Not interested. I don't like your retirement plan. It's too short-sighted.
Yeah, well, you know, beat Social Security.
Don't even think about it.
What's the matter, Mitchell? I want to do a little cowboy shit?
No way. Just pull out the gun slowly and drop it.
It's not a problem.
Turner comes down off the steps and removes his shoulder holster. He drops it on the ground.
So what are your orders now? Take me back to the States? Put me in jail?
No, motherfucker. We're gonna do it right here. Right now.
All right, Mitchell. Let's party.
Mitchell puts his gun down, and they trade punches.
All you got?
They fight a bit more. Turner whacks Mitchell in the face, then grabs him around the neck. Mitchell elbows Turner hard in the ribs and he backs away.
Is that all you got? Fuck you. Come on.
They trade blows again. Turner lands a good punch on Mitchell's jaw, but he responds by kicking Turner, who collapses.
Get up!
Turner gets to his feet and charges Mitchell. They crash into some shelves and barrels and fall to the floor. Turner straddles Mitchell and punches him repeatedly, then grabs up a wrench and knocks him out with it.
I ought to kill you, but I got something better for you. I'm gonna let you live through it.
He tosses down the wrench and jogs over to the stealth. He runs up the steps to the cockpit as Mitchell comes round. Mitchell sits up as Turner fires up the plane's engines and drives it slowly out of the hangar. Mitchell looks around and sees an F-16 fighter jet nearby with a ladder beside it. He jumps up, grabs the ladder, and climbs up into the plane's cockpit. Turner opens a throttle on the stealth as it speeds down the runway. The plane lifts into the air and retracts its undercarriage. Mitchell powers up the F-16 and closes the cockpit canopy. The plane trundles out of the hangar onto the runway. Mitchell opens the throttle, and the F-16 races down the runway, gathering speed. It takes off and its landing gear retracts.
I'm in pursuit of the stealth. Check for GPS reading.
Iron Man, radar's picked up a blip. Coordinates vector 300, heading north by northeast.
Roger, intercept 300. I'm on him.
The F-16 arcs up into the sky on the tail of the stealth.
You think Mitchell can catch this guy?
F-16's a hell of a lot faster.
The stealth enters a cloud bank. Mitchell puts the F-16 into a roll.
Let's see Mitchell does catch up with the stealth and blows it out of the sky. What happens to the nukes?
They're not dangerous unless armed and fired.
Where are you, bastard?
Iron Man, maintain course 300.
Roger, intercept.
General Wasserman shakes his head.
This guy's good. He's heading straight for Cuba.
The president looks anxious. Turner's instruments warn him of a threat alert.
$10 says this is Mitchell. I don't take sucker bets, Turner. How's it feel to be back in the heat of battle? Pretty exciting, huh? How does it feel to know you're about to die? We both know you're no closer. We'll see about that.
Mitchell fires a missile at the stealth, but Turner dodges it.
Damn, hard to lock tone on something that ain't there, huh, good buddy? Hey, Turner, have you seen my watch lying around anywhere? What the hell are you talking about? You know, my global position watch. The one Uncle Sam gives you on bullshit missions like this. You might just check under your seat.
He finds the GPS watch.
You son of a bitch!
Turner looks back over his shoulder. Mitchell launches a second missile, and it hits the stealth.
Intercept, this is Iron Man. Mission completed.
Yes!
Yeah. Roger that, Iron Man. Good job.
One question, Intercept. Did Alpha One make the ride back?
That's a big affirmative, Iron Man. All the chickens are back in the roost. Now that you've given us the all clear, Operation Clean Sweep can commence.
This is Operation Clean Sweep. We have the compound in sight. Commencing execution now.
Three F-16s release the payload of ordnance on Roberto's villa and reduce it to rubble.
Iron Man, this is the President. Job well done.
Thank you, sir.
Colonel, if there's anything I can ever do for you.
Well, sir, there is one thing.
Oh, here we go.
Mitchell banks his plane hard right. A banner proclaims Parents' Day outside JP's school. JP stands by Erin, who's chatting to another mum. JP sees the president's stretched limo and a black Secret Service car pull up outside the school. Mitchell steps out of the president's limo wearing naval uniform. JP runs to him.
Daddy!
Hiya, Squirt. Come here, you. I want you to meet a very good friend of mine. President Westwood, JP.
Hi, JP.
Hello, Mr. President.
Mitchell sees Erin looking over at them.
Excuse me.
Sure.
Mitchell leaves the president holding JP and removes his cap as he walks over to Erin, passing astonished parents on the way.
How did you...
He gives her a kiss.
You can blow out that candle now.
She pulls him to her and they kiss passionately. ITFC audio description by John Wolfskill was read by James O'Hara.